Well, it's 8 a.m. Oh, my gosh. This has been just too fast. Oh, all right. Well, we've got one more hour to go. You're listening to Intertribal. But most importantly, you found yourself at home right here on WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. And I am your host, Tall Feathers. The show is Intertribal. And I am joined in studio with Richmond shaman, Rob Murphy. Doesn't sound too Indian. But you do have Celtic.
Yes, yes.
Celtic,
yes,
background. Yes. You do have Native background.
Yes.
And you've been inducted, adopted, gone through, I mean, what's...
Initiation.
Initiation, yeah, like, yeah, down in South America.
Yeah, my Brazilian roots, I belong to a tradition in the rainforest called Macunaiman. And so my rainforest name is Guariba Macunaiman. You know, and Guariba, you know, it's funny because it means howler monkey. And, you know, for this quite shy guy that I used to be, you know, the spirit is making sure I'm going to be opening my mouth.
Yes.
And doing what they want me to teach. And Macunaiman is a man or a woman, mm-hmm, who helps others' dreams come true, even at the expense of their own dreams. And that's the tradition that I belong to in the rainforest.
Right. Know?
So, and then in my Andean tradition in Ecuador, I was initiated into the Quechua, the bird people's path of light tradition.
Okay.
Yeah. So I carry two traditions there, and, you know, so, and they're teaching me about, you know, getting in touch with my ancestral lineage, which is, you know, my Celtic tradition, mm-hmm, and then also I've always been drawn to my Native American roots, which is, you know, I have Cherokee ancestry, and, you know, really, you know, the grandmothers in the Cherokee tradition have been really sort of pushed me out there. You got to own this. You got to own it. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You are.
You are, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for joining Intertribal today and spending 3 hours, getting up extra early, coming in here, and sharing the benefits of raw.
My pleasure, my honor.
It's awesome. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and get some music so I can kind of get the playlist posted and caught up. And we'll get back with more information that will help continue the enrichment if you so desire to learn more about going raw and what that means for you. We've already discussed its positive effects in far as reversing diabetes. And, of course, we can touch on that because I know people are just waking up right now and tuning in. So we'll kind of do a real quick review, and then we'll move on to, I guess, the next level of conversation. Let's enjoy some music. Michael Butcher, enjoy, right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org.
Dance alone in the rain, hear the thunder, smell of sage. For the people, I do pray on each door, on each door. So the storm dance still remains. With the two-step, feel no shame, feel the power, feel no pain. On each toga, on each toga, on each toga. We can dance the night and day. 49 is here to stay. Take a stand.
together in the sun. Indian people feel the drum with the rhythm all our own. On each door, on each door. Dance alone in the rain, hear the thunder, smell the sage. All the people have remained on each doga, on each doga, on each doga. We can dance the night to day. 49 is here to stay.
All right, and that was, that was, where was that one? Yes, that was Tribute by Gary Oker, and just before that was Keith Cicola with For Our Ancestors. Michael Buscher got everything started at the top of the hour with Here I Stand. Of course, that's the English translation to what was actually there. I want to let you know that WRAR and Art 180, let me start that one over. You can tell my mind's kind of got a lot of things going on. WRAR is sponsoring the third annual Johnny Z Festival, a celebration of art, music, and community on Saturday, August 13th from noon to 5 p.m. on Shields Avenue between Grove and Hanover. This block party features the Bazaar Market, local arts and crafts, children's activities, live music from John Small, photosynthesizers, and the No BS Brass Band, and WRAR DJs. Activities like printmaking, button making, and a photo booth will allow festival goers to create a one-of-a-kind souvenir. The Johnny Z Festival is free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit art180.org or call 233-4180. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inner Tribal. I'm your host, Tall Feathers, and in studio is Richmond Shaman Rob Murphy. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. You will be speaking tonight, actually, at the Friends Meeting House.
That's correct. For the
Hold on.
Yes.
I forgot to turn your mic on. Oops.
Yes, I'll be giving a talk on easy summer raw recipes for the Richmond Vegetarian Vegan Meetup Group at the Friends Meeting House this evening at 5 o'clock. People are welcome to come. They can bring a vegan dish. It doesn't have to be raw. For this evening, just no animal products in the food. And, they come, and I will be talking on easy summer raw recipes using the bounty that's in our farmer's market right now.
Cool.
And there will be a handout of some easy recipes, and one a little more intermediate one for raw lasagna.
Ooh,
that's
interesting.
Incredible, but it's very doable, in pretty much all the ingredients you'll be able to get, fresh and locally, to make these dishes, so I welcome people to come out and enjoy it, and if they have questions that they're too shy to ask on air, they can ask me in person.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, because we only had one caller, and that could be out of respect for the show. I mean, they want to get the information out. All right. Since we are... clock is running out. The British Breakfast will be here at 9 a.m. to take over. Real quickly, we've been discussing the reversing of diabetes.
Right.
And that this is really a lifestyle choice that one would really have to make.
Yes.
Because what we eat got us to where we are, and the way to reverse it is to change what we're eating.
Exactly. I mean, a couple of years ago, I worked with a woman who had, cancer, mm-hmm. With her uterine or the ovaries one. But she didn't want to go through the regular chemo and radiation process, and her oncologist agreed to work with us on this so that they removed the tumor, the growth, and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I went through a process for her to reverse, to alkalize her system so that cancer couldn't grow there. And so by the end of this process, her doctor was able to do the blood work, and her blood work was perfect.
Awesome.
So, and she's 2 years, but, it requires that she remain raw,
right?
You know, and doing this process continually, and you know, she was inclined towards it. That's why she came to me,
right?
You know, and I did the journey with her. You know, it was what we call a 92-day juice feast. And it's really pouring an incredible amount of nutrients. It's not a fast; it's you're drinking at least a gallon of juice a day.
That's a lot.
So you're getting the calories, mm-hmm. but your body is not having to worry about digestion. It's just mm-hmm. processing. So it allows all those enzymes and everything the mm-hmm. body produces to heal the body. You know.
Wow.
You know, and so once again, coming back to what Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, says, let your food be your medicine. And as you said earlier in the show, you know, our diet got us into this. Our diet can get us out of this. You know, it's making those choices and, you know, and just really starting to learn to listen to your body. Because your body will tell you what it likes,
what it
needs.
It will.
You know, and don't let our minds and don't let the TVs tell you, you need this to be happy. You know, this crunch, bet you can't eat one. Yeah, because those are all processed foods are addictive.
They're
highly addictive.
They are.
You know, and once you get off of that, then your body, you can start listening to what your body's telling you. Your body's going to tell you when it's having a problem. You know, and, you know, like you were talking before about your heart muscle. Mm-hmm. Your heart muscle needs to rest and that. But your heart muscle is also brain. They've shown that,
yes.
you know, it's a brain as well.
Yep.
And by learning to take care of that and listen to that, you're going to be more in tune with what's going on. You know, part of why animals react to things in nature, such as earthquakes and that, days before it happened, we have those same sensors in our body. It's we've forgotten how to listen to them. When an animal gets really ill and mm-hmm. wants to heal, what does it do? It quits eating, it quits drinking, it crawls, and it allows the body to do the healing work.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it emerges and it's hungry and it's drinking and everything. But that's the process that our bodies know how to heal themselves. We just got to be able to, you know, stand out of the way mm-hmm. or understand what's going to help it and move it towards there. So, and as I said, you know, it's far easier to do, you know, with something like diabetes and reversing it and controlling it through diet rather than through, you know, sticking yourself
yes.
or popping something, you know.
Yeah. Well, the Walkers were sharing that, you know, when you've been diagnosed diabetic, that's pretty much a death sentence.
Exactly.
It's not a matter of if you're going to die from the disease. It's a matter of when.
Right.
And you're going to walk a trail of pills, shots, you know, some kind of medical cocktail of some kind.
Right.
And then eventually through, you know, heart or... You could lose a limb.
Amputations.
Right. It's a horrid road to walk.
Yeah. And if you don't change your lifestyle and you don't change your diet, that's the path you're going to walk.
Right.
You don't have to walk that path.
Right.
It takes, you know, waking up, you know, and listening to your body. And as I said, it doesn't have to be overnight. You take it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just... add a little more raw, a little more living food into your diet, and each day it becomes a little greater. I mean, if people were to be able to work up, you know, say 75-80% raw
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the rest cooked, they're not going to have any major health issues.
Right.
If you have a major health issue, then I highly recommend that you use it 100% raw because it will kick it out.
Right.
You know, it will kick your health back up to the next level.
Right.
You know.
And the way I see it, if it sounds extreme, I mean, think about it. Chemotherapy? If that's not extreme, I don't know what is.
What chemotherapy and radiation therapy does to the body is it takes the body as close to death as it can possibly get to try and kill off those cancer cells
mm-hmm.
and then try to nurse you back to health.
Right.
You know. So what it does to your body is an incredibly devastating process in order for you to be able to come back to health. I think this is a lot easier way of doing it. you know, and a lot less side effects.
Yeah. And it probably feels good in the process.
Yeah. I mean, you go through, because the thing is, you know, you spend 30, 40, 60, 80 years putting this stuff into your body.
Right.
It's going to take a little time for it to reverse. But one of the things that people say, you know, once, you know, a lot of people that have been on Raw is like how much younger they look, how much better their skin is and everything. But you've got to do that detox, that cleansing process. And the biggest organ of the body, which is your skin surface, mm-hmm. is where a lot of that's going to come out. So you may actually, in that process of healing, as it's clearing out, you know, those toxins that are coming out of the fat cells that you're ridding out of your body, you're going to feel them. So you may feel some initial discomfort. But the way you can tell whether you're sick or you're cleansing is if you, all of a sudden you were to eat some of that old stuff and you feel fine, then you were cleansing.
Right.
You weren't sick.
Right.
You know. So there's a real difference there.
And that really, you bring up a very, very strong point there. Because I used to work for a chiropractor, and he used to caution his patients that, you know, as he starts freeing up the nerves and the nerves begin healing and things begin to go towards the healing process and fully functioning again, that they could feel worse before they feel better.
Exactly.
And that is all, you know, a part of the process.
Yeah, the worst isn't going to kill them. Feeling
right.
Worse is not going to kill them. It's actually going to eventually make them feel bad.
Right. We have to give a period of time for our bodies to clean up. I mean, when you go into a messy room, you are actually going to create more mess getting it out.
Right.
You know, but eventually that room's going to be clean.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the mental process you've got to hold on to while, if you're choosing to alter your diet, if you want to stay with what you got, that's fine. But ultimately we have to own who we are.
Yeah.
And we have to own the responsibility of why our health is the way it is. Just don't blame anybody else, you know. And I'm not saying blame you. I'm just saying recognize if you're looking to do something different for your health and for your body, don't do it in a blameful way, but take ownership, take responsibility, and say, I am where I am. Okay, ignorance, whatever, culture, I'm here. But I'm going to love myself to here. And I'm going to change this mildly through, adding juices, the green juice smoothies is the first step, pretty much.
Yeah.
What would be the next step? What's the next level?
Yeah, put a little more salad in your meal, mm-hmm. you know, lessen the amount of meat that you put on your plate. If you're going to embrace a more whole food lifestyle, then you want to go more organic, you know, mm-hmm. like if you're eating meats that have been filled with antibiotics and all these additives and everything and all the fear hormones that go into the product, then, you know, you're bringing that into your body and you're going to experience those mm-hmm. toxins within your system. So, you know, go as organic and go as local as you can. You know, we have wonderful farmers markets around the town here, throughout the week. You can't complain about the prices you may pay at the box stores because you're going to get a better deal, you know, at the farmer's market. And you're going to get really fresh produce. And, you know, just allow that to really build your taste buds, you know. And the thing is that's why I try to stress to people is don't look at this as a, you know, overnight change and, you know, 100%, because most people aren't going to walk that
path. Right, they're not, no.
I mean, it worked for me, but other people are going to be, you know, good days, bad days, but don't let the bad days throw you back to square one. Just say, okay, that was a bad day. You know, I had it, I enjoyed it, okay, I'll go with my green smoothie today. You know, I don't have to, because I had that one fail, then it's chips for the rest of the week.
Right. No. I, forgiveness and love. That's the whole, like I said, don't blame. Don't put a blame on anything. You can take ownership without blame. You can take ownership of your situation and just recognize it is what it is.
Exactly.
And if you know, and love yourself through the process.
Yeah, be gentle.
Exactly. So start small and work your way up. I think adding salad, increasing salad, decreasing your meat is a next easy step. To me, that's easier than going out and doing the green smoothie thing.
Right.
But not saying I wouldn't do that, but it's just, it would do, because I don't have a mixer. Oh, okay. But it's like, you know, and I know I could go to any, you know, thrift store, and I could probably find one at a very reasonable yard sale. But my time, I would love to have a Saturday where I could hit a yard sale.
Or go on eBay.
You know, I mean,
there are so many ways of getting something really cheap and inexpensive, and even like the higher powered ones. There's a lot of auction places where you can get them for, you know, virtually nothing, and they're infinitely repairable. You know, unlike the one that I burnt out, which is made out of plastic and that. Whereas, like a Vitamix or that, they'll last 20, 30 years. You know. You know, people still have them in their cupboards and everything, you know, because they're real workhorses. And if there's a problem, you just have them fixed.
Right.
You know,
right.
The others you can't have fixed because they're all sealed units. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but there's just so many ways that you can do that. But as you say, if you don't have the blender, then just add more salad.
And put in, you know, go buy those snap beans and whatever you want to throw on, and don't cook them. Just put them raw on the salad.
One of my favorite is raw corn on the cob.
Really?
It's awesome. It's sweet.
Raw.
Oh, it's exactly. It's a perfect food. It's a perfect
food. So we don't have to boil it for the 5 or 10 minutes.
No. Just eat it right there. That's how I eat my corn, you know?
Mm. Interesting.
You know, you can't get much faster than that.
It's true. I would have to try that. I mean, my son and I earlier this year, we were barbecuing, and I have a little fire pit outside, and we built a fire, even as warm as it was, not during the 100 degree, but it was 80, 90, you know, it was kind of nuts to see a fire going. And we went ahead and we foiled the corn on the cob and we cooked it right there.
Right.
So that's as it at least wasn't boiled.
Right.
But still it was a very unique and welcoming experience. So I would have to give it a go. I would have to try it.
And like when you make a salad and you want to put corn in there,
just
take your niblets off the corn cob and toss it in the salad the way it is. It's perfect that way. Like your snow peas, your snap beans, or whatever that you want to throw in there. That's a great way to go with your, adding other greens. You know, it's important to have a broad spectrum, you know, when you're doing your green smoothies. So don't just rely on one kind of greens. You need spinach, which is great with iron and all that kind of stuff. You know, putting kale, collards, beet tops, greens, carrot tops, radish tops. I put them all in there. Dandelion greens. You know, if you don't have, you know, weird stuff on your lawn, go out and eat your greens.
Exactly. They're not weeds.
And they're food.
Right.
And they're going to, actually, those are, rather than the cultivated dandelion greens, you're actually going to get more nutrients out of that. Because it's wild. Wild crafted food is like superfood next to what we get, you know, usually from markets and that. It's been tamed. It's been cultivated. So wild crafted berries and things of that sort are going to be so much more flavor and so much more nutrients than, you know, farmed.
Which leads into a whole nother topic of being able to identify what's safe to eat out in the wild.
And there's a lot out there that it really is in our environment that is safe to eat as far as greens. I mean, we have lamb's quarters, purslane, all these wild weeds that grow in our yard are fantastic nutrition, you know.
So, folks, when you're paying the $100 or so, whatever you do for your lawn care company to come and de-weed your yard, you're getting rid of what's good for you. Let's say someone has been using some kind of fertilizing or weed de-weeder.
Yeah, it's going to take years.
How many years would have to go by before you could feel safe?
I'm not exactly sure about the years, but it would take a number of years for it to finally work its way through the soil to where it's not affecting what's coming above the soil. You know?
Okay.
So, if you have been doing that, but you know of a place more in nature that's not being controlled with, you know, the pesticides and herbicides and things of that sort, then, you know, go to those areas and craft them. You know, there's no law against you going and taking dandelions and purslane and lamb's quarter off of some vacant lot somewhere, you know, or out in nature, you know, like, there's actually movements now in the raw food movement as well as, you know, broader movement of actually, you know, what we call permaculture, planting fruit trees in public spaces that will be there for everyone to enjoy, you know, like one of the things that I did in my yard, there wasn't any fruit trees when I moved there. Now I have a persimmon tree. It's full of persimmons this year. Yay, first year. But I have like three fig trees. You can grow, blueberries and raspberries in your yard. You know, so you can get this perennial, sustainable, like fruit that you can get with very little work, you know.
Wow.
You know, very little work and
that
input.
That is awesome.
You know, we just got to learn from our old ways. You know, we've done all these things we think is much more time-saving and everything, but it's nutritionally and all that, it's not that great for us. And then we pay these prices for it, you know. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to go and pick wild blackberries and sell them to door-to-door, 25 cents a quart. You know how much you would pay in the market for a quart of blackberries these days? You know, I mean, I used to sell $1 a gallon. You know,
oh, wow.
Yeah, as a kid, you know. So, but they're to be had, you know. I mean, when I first moved to Richmond like a dozen years ago in the apartment complex, they had all this wild space around there. And my wife and I, we went out and we picked blackberries. And, I mean, I stored probably a couple of gallons of blackberries just off the property there.
Wow.
Free for the picking. You know?
Wow.
Otherwise, they would have rotted on the vine and gone to waste. You know? So, there's a lot of options. And that's fun.
Nice. Yes.
It's getting back into nature. It's getting on Mother Earth, you know, our great mother who sustains us and will nourish us. We're born from us. From her, and she will feed us, you know. I mean, this is what it talks about in the Bible, you know. If, you know, God takes care of the birds of the field and clothes, you know, their feed and needs and everything, he's going to do that for us.
Yep.
Or she's going to do that for us.
Yes. Yeah, that is very true. And I have been clinging to that lately. It's like, okay, where is it going to come from? But thank you. Let's go ahead and get to some music. We've been talking, oh my gosh, for a good 15, 20 minutes now. But we're going to need to wrap things up. So if you do have any calls, 804-649-9737, you can call and ask a question. We can put you on air, or you can ask it off the air and get your answer when we come back on the air. So we're going to go to Robert Marable off his In the Blood CD with the song by the same name, and then we'll move on to other another track from another CD. I don't have it planned out just yet. But we will return. Again, this is Intertribal. I'm Tall Feathers, joined in studio with the Richmond shaman, Rob Murphy. Thank you for tuning in.
In the blood are the stories. Water jars have been broken. Pueblo walls are all torn down. And each drop was a legacy. And each broken shard was an instant. Story of how it used to be.
Southwest, north, and the east. Above, below, and all around.
happening.
Yeah!
And that was James Stevenson with Feels Good. I just sort of picked that one. I think it's very fitting for the show. Gary Oker with Eagle Fly, The Tribe with Grass Dance, and Robert Mirable in The Blood. And it's everything is current and posted and up to date. And we basically have 2 minutes. Rob, I want to thank you ever so much for taking the time to come in and share this information with the listeners. I hope, listeners, you found it very enlightening, very educational. Hope you stuck. I mean, the numbers stayed up as far as those who were streaming.
Right.
And I will be putting the podcast at radioforall.net. Anything you wanted to add?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Katie, and WRIR for inviting me and allowing me to come here and share, a little bit of information that might help people. And, I'm just so happy to do this. You know, it brings me great pleasure and great joy. And as I said, for people, just take it step by step. Make little changes. I'm not asking them to go away from their comfort food to start
right.
with, but see if they can start making some new comfort foods to be added in there that allow them to take that step a little further.
Right. And they won't even know that it's a comfort food for them unless they try it.
Yeah.
Like, you might try a green smoothie and absolutely love it, or you might, you know, need to alter the recipe or something.
Well, it's usually it starts off about 70% fruit, 30% green. So you're getting a fruit smoothie, but with greens in it, you know. And then, you know, if you wonder what kale chips taste like, you can find in the different sort of natural markets here, bags of those. Try them. If you like them, there are easy recipes out there. And you can do it in your oven. You don't have to buy a dehydrator. Just put your oven on low, keep the door open a little bit, and just watch them. They'll dry out a lot faster than in the dehydrator.
How long do you think it would take?
A couple hours, probably, at very lowest temperature in your oven, and don't keep the door closed.
Okay.
You can make your own kale chips. Kids love them.
Cool. That's awesome. So we really can start from where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. If you do it little by little, you're more likely to stick with it and let it grow,
Awesome. Awesome. And absolutely. Again, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy your evening tonight.
Thank you.
And for your speaking engagement and potluck. Folks, if you go to www.rar.org, you can see all the information, Rob Murphy's contact information. Whether you want to take part of the drum circle, that's every third Friday of the month or not. Or you want to talk to him more on Raw, or you want to talk to him about his shamanistic practices, definitely you can contact him here. Then we're going to wrap it up. I need to play my last song so Gene can take over and bring you the British breakfast. And we will be here next Saturday on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. It's been a pleasure, and I've enjoyed my time. Thank you.
Elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today, to the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way, to those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people, to those who left their communities by force and by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by death. To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, and her beauty we destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Hey! Oil, arms, and drugs. Oil, arms, and drugs. One a minute.